You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we are going to have a very pleasant evening tonight listening to some great music provided to us by an organization called Notable Works. And we are going to find out many things about Notable Works and their wonderful things that they do for the community. We have some representatives of the organization here. As a matter of fact, the artistic director, Noreen, is here, and Mary, one of the performers on the disc, is here. And Noreen, as artistic director of Notable Works, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike, for having us.
Nice to have you here. And tell us a little bit about the organization, Notable Works.
Well, Notable Works, Director Bina Garris, we've been in the community for a while, and our last partnership was with South County Habitat for Humanity, and we raise awareness for social and environmental issues through the arts.
All right, that's great. And you have a recording out that we're going to listen to some music to this evening. Just one disc, one CD that you've produced so far as a group, or do you have more?
We have more. In fact, there was one that was published about 3 years ago, and it was called Beyond 2000, The Future of Our Planet, and it featured pieces all created and inspired by the Nature Conservancy and the wildlife refuges here in the state.
Excellent, excellent. And we have one of the performers that's on the CDs that we're going to be listening to tonight. Mary Zima is here. She is a pianist, a composer, a singer, an all-around good person.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Mary, what is your role with the organization? How long have you been involved with this group?
Well, I've been involved since the conception of the album, and that was probably last year, about a year ago or so. And I've helped out a bit with commentating, being an MC, basically, at one of the fundraisers that we did last year, and that was a lot of fun.
All right.
And I'm trying to be as involved as I possibly can.
And Noreen, you just had a big event that was pretty successful, that just finished up, and that was, do you have many of those during the year where you have performances like you did last week?
Yes, we have several, and this most recent one was at the Church of the Ascension, and it was a great success. We had a wonderful turnout, and we were very fortunate to have the Church of the Ascension host our event, and it gave us a chance to get the word out a little bit more about the new CD that's out, Working in Harmony for Home and Hearth.
Now, unlike a lot of the Conducting Conversations radio shows that we've done here, we normally have the artist that is going to be performing, and sometimes we have the artistic director, as we do in this case. But we've gone above and beyond tonight because we also have a studio audience. And so I'm going to right now just, we're going to go to the chairman of the board of Notable Works and ask her for some applause as the studio audience. Go ahead, just clap. Go ahead, clap.
Excellent.
There we go, a little yelling.
Yeah.
So we will have Bina playing the role of studio audience. That's great. We'll look at you when the applause sign goes up, okay? All right, so now we're going to get to the serious part of the program and talk about the music that we need to go to. And this first piece is what?
It's Enough is a Feast by Bill Harley, and it was recorded at Celebration Sound in Warren. And it features Aubrey Atwater, Kate Katzberg, Marty Bello, Kathy Casper-Torch, and Bill Harley is the composer and performer. He plays guitar and sings as well. And he's won his second Grammy, And we couldn't be more pleased to have Bill as part of our project.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
I sat at the table, I ate my meal. I asked my stomach, how do you feel? It told me I'm full. I said, are you sure? It said you'll get fat if you eat any more. Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door. Enough is a feast, you don't need any more. I swear that it's wrong, I think it ain't right, that a billion folks go to bed hungry each night. Some scrounge at the bottom, some lounge at the top. I think it's crazy, I wish it would stop. Some folks drive around in big Cadillacs, while others walk around with just a shirt on their backs. Some live in mansions, some live in huts. When aliens visit, they must think we're all nuts. Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door. Enough is a feast, you don't need any more. President says the economy's slack, so they've got to give rich people their money back. But I smell a rat, I know a scam. What kind of a dummy does he think I am? Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door. Enough is a feast, you don't need any more. If I were a king, I'd just make a big pile out of all these damn things. All we'd have left were ourselves and our names. We'd all shake hands, start over again. I might be a liberal, I've been called that before. Maybe a pinko, I'm not really sure. I don't really know, I don't really care. I just happen to think we ought to share. Some people work, some people don't. Some people share, some people won't. Some folks have nothing, some have it all. But we're all stuck together on this little blue ball. Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door. Enough is a feast, you don't need any more. Enough is a feast, enough is a feast. Take what you need, save some for the least. Save some for the least that stand at the door.
Noreen, there's a lot of very famous names in that group that you mentioned on that first recording that we just listened to, and a lot of Rhode Island names, a lot of history there.
That's correct.
That's great to have all of those involved in a project like this. Mary, as a person that has acted as MC and pianist and vocalist and all the things you've done, tell us about this second cut that we're about to listen to on this album.
This is a piece called Sandcastles by Peter J. Geiser and Paul M. Mancini, Sr. performed by the Ocean State Children's Choir, who were the featured event on our December 13th concert that we just had at the Ascension Church.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is the co-founder and director of the Ocean State Children's Choir, and presently an organist and music minister for the Meshanticat Park Church. During his 40-year tenure in public and private schools, he's conducted numerous groups, including the Rhode Island Philharmonic. And on a personal note, I remember Paul as the choral director at Cranston East. We were kind of rivals because I went to Warwick Vets, and my my conductor, the late Mike Cryan, and he were very good friends.
And okay, we'll get to this second piece, listen to that, and then be back with more of Notable Works. Although this CD has great music on it, it's all for a good cause, right? And tell us a little bit more about the Habitat.
South County Habitat, since 1990, has built or renovated 42 homes in partnership with low-income families. It's just amazing what they've done, and with community support, thousands of people in the community helped to build the houses and to put everything into it to get families that would not normally have a chance to own their own home to pursue their dream and to actually attain that. It's just amazing to see the whole process. And our project with them, in partnership with two nonprofits working together on this, and the whole thing is to raise awareness about the housing crisis. I'm sure everybody is aware just how high the rents have gotten and just how more and more difficult it's become for families to survive. And it's been almost an unattainable thing for some families to not ever dream of owning their own home. But Habitat is one of the organizations out there that makes it possible. So this project is took a lot of efforts by the artists themselves that became involved. Everything from the design of the CD jacket, which was by a very well-known local artist, J. Susan Cole Stone, and all of the artists such as Mary that made it all happen. And but every song on the CD has something to do with either owning a home or just bringing to fruition just how difficult it is. And the arts have always been a really important means of getting a message across, and that's what the project's about.
Excellent. So if you are listening to this and you would like to help out, you can order this CD, and that will help the project. And they can do that by going to the website?
Yes, and that's www.notableworks.org. They could also call 401-946-5357. And they could also purchase in some local stores such as Barnes & Noble that have it for sale in Warwick, Wakefield Music down here in South County, and many of the local stores have also had it available for sale, which is wonderful. But they can purchase it through CD Baby or through our website, and we really appreciate the support.
Excellent. Sounds like something everybody should be doing at the end of the show. Don't do it right now, but at the end of the show, you go and order the CD offline. We have another piece that we're going to listen to before we take a break, and what is that?
Okay, that next piece is A Home in My Heart by Joe Perillo, URI professor, and he's also been Grammy-nominated composer and Steinway artist, and he is just a very talented person, and we really appreciated all we did, and we love his piece, A Home in My Heart.
And he has been on our program in the past conducting conversations. We had a whole night with Joe, and we're going to do another one soon. So we'll listen to this piece, take a short break, and be back with more of Notable Works.
There are many houses in a neighborhood to keep you safe, a place to hide. Made of wood and stone, still it's not a home till you have something special inside.
Stay. I love will
says it's time. I'll be yours, you'll be mine. Still our love will never die. Sing a song, dance a dance, make a wish, dream your dreams, ride a cloud, catch a falling star. Together we're strong.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are here this evening listening to a great CD. Actually, it's a CD set, two CD set called Working in Harmony for Home and Hearth, and it is supporting South County Habitat for Humanity, and the group that is doing this is Notable Works, and we are here with Noreen and Mary Zima, who is a music teacher, I understand. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, I am, in the city of Fall River, Massachusetts.
And off air, we found out that Mary and I have a connection besides the two high schools, is that she told me she did her student teaching with a longtime friend of mine, Rick Lepore, right?
Yeah, Rick, he was great.
Rick Lepore is now retired from the Cranston school system, but living in Connecticut. And so, Rick, if you're listening, send me the money you owe me, please. Okay. Mary, what do we have to listen to next here?
We have a piece by Elian Aberdam called Joyful from Grisai Vaporosa. And on it, performing the violin is Ann Danis, on piano, Manabu Takasawa, and cellist is Christine Harrington. And Elian is known internationally, born in Nancy, France. As a child, she studied piano and theory at the Conservatoire National de Région in Grenoble.
That was very good.
That was very good.
That
I haven't spoken French
good.
In a while.
I did, yeah.
And
oui.
Continued her education to receive her PhD in composition at the University of California at Berkeley. She's received considerable acclaim for her work as a composer and has taught composition in theory at University of Rhode Island, that great place that I went once. Since 2001, she's been there, and she's been attending many of the concert performances. Her works have been performed at many of the fundraising things that we've done for Habitat, and she's wonderful.
All right, we'll listen to that now.
Thank you.
Now, Noreen, I should mention also that if people do have a chance to go to their computers and look up their website, they also could look you up and find a very nice website, couldn't they?
That's right.
And what would your personal website be?
It's www.noreeninglesi.com. That's NoreeninGlesi.com.
All right. And you have several CDs that are available for purchase also, right?
Yes, I do.
Shopping cart right there.
Oh, yeah, there
so
is.
You didn't expect this free commercial, did you?
That's true. Thank
well,
you, Mike.
Well, I'm expecting that Bina and I will get a cut of anything that comes
okay,
through.
Okay, you
all
got
right?
it.
All right. That's when you can clap now, Bina. There you go. All right, there we go. All right, we'll get a cut on that. Okay, let's go to another piece of music off the Working in Harmony CD set. And we're now on disc two, cut number one, which is...
Timber and Nails by Marianne Rizzoni. She's part of the Rhode Island Songwriters Association. Marianne is such a wonderful person. She's done so much for us. She's performed at many of our events as part of this project. She was recently voted Best Singer-Songwriter in 208 Motif Magazine Music Awards competition. And she's a lifelong Rhode Island resident who's performed for many years, both as a solo artist and as a band leader with her band called the Rizzonians.
All right, we'll take a listen to that now.
Of this world, this house had ears that listened to my heart and forgave me when not being true to my call. But now it's just timber and nails, place to hang my hat, pick up my mail, shine my shoes, read old news, lately sing my heart out to the blues. I once called this home. This house had feet that were firmly planted, where my wishes were granted, all doors open wide. This house had lips that whispered sweet stories of the love, loss, and glory of all who passed through. But for now, it's just timber and nails, place to hang my hat, pick up my mail, shine my shoes, read old news, lately sing. But for now, it's just timber and nails. sweetly sing my heart out to the blues. I once called this home.
Now, Noreen, you were telling me something very interesting about the website and getting more information about some of the artists involved here. How does that work?
Well, one of the missions of our project is to increase exposure for local artists that have supported our project and are involved in our project. And one of the ways we do that is if you go to www.notableworks.org, you're going to click on the project, Working in Harmony for Home and Hearth, off to the left of our website, and you'll come up with every track that we have on the CD, and you can play little segments of it. There's an audio section for it where it has like just a small portion or sample of each of the tracks, and then you can double click on the artists and you can go to their individual website or email address
or MySpace or Facebook or whatever it happens to be, which kind of leads us to Mary, because you have a, what is it, a MySpace page?
Yes, I have a MySpace page.
And
yes.
How do people get to that?
www.myspace/MaryZema, Z-E-M-A, .com.
Okay, .com. Excellent. Now, Mary, you have the privilege of introducing this next fantastic artist known as...
I certainly do. It's our own Noreen Inglese.
Oh, I think I've heard of her.
Yes, you have. And the piece is Dreams Reborn. And the flautist is Teresa Gervais, Mackenzie Melamed, who is a wonderful 13-year-old prodigy pianist, Roberta Ritchie on cello, and Ray Fogarty percussion. This was recorded at Triad Studio, and this is only one of the many, many wonderful pieces that Noreen has written.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, and we're gonna. It's a little bit lengthy, so we're gonna pick that up and listen to most of it, and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations and Notable Works. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we're having a very pleasant evening listening to music from Working in Harmony for Home and Hearth. It's a 2-CD set brought to you by Notable Works, which is a great organization we're finding out about tonight. And Noreen, we've heard lots of interesting things, and you have more interesting things to tell us.
Well, I want to take this time to thank a lot of people. The staff at South County Habitat for Humanity, Evelyn Dvorak, that worked so long with us on this project and put so much effort into it. Rob Rue, who helped us with the liner notes, who performed at some of our events, was tremendous support too. There's so many people we could thank, and just the hard work and effort, volunteers that have come to all the events. We are very, very appreciative of the community around us and all our volunteers and the dedicated staff of Notable Works and South County Habitat for Humanity. I also want to thank organizations such as Crossroads Rhode Island, who has supported our project, McCulley House. So other organizations, too, have come on board and really have taken our project to heart and have done all that they can to help us.
Excellent. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to get involved right now at the end of this show by going to your website and ordering this CD set, and they'll have great music, and they'll be helping a great cause. And speaking of that, what's the next piece of music we're going to listen to?
No Phone Calls in the Night. It's Elwood Donnelly and Aubrey Atwater. It's Aubrey's piece, and they're both an award-winning duo based in Forster, Rhode Island. They've been performing for a number of years, and they have a unique and thrilling blend of traditional American and Celtic folk music, and they're just wonderful to see in person. You could listen to them forever.
All right. Well, we'll listen to them for a couple minutes at least right now.
I'd like to tell you now that everything's okay. The children are asleep. Lights are off and both the doors are locked. The cars are safely parked for the night. Another day, another life, another week. And we are in our beds, so warm and clean. I put my hand on your now, right here, this time, everything's all right. Precious times when everything's okay. No loss, no hospital, no accident, no fight. No fire, no scare, no phone calls in the night. Another day, another life, another week. And we are in our bed. So warm and clean. I put my hand on your hair and tell you that right now, right here, this time, everything's all right. Another day, another life, another week, and we are in our bed. I put my hand on your hair and tell you that right now, right here.
right here this time. Everything's alright. Right now, right here this time.
Well, as usual, time flies when you're having fun, and another hour has passed us by, but I want to thank you both for coming in to Conducting Conversations. Noreen and Mary, two of you being on air, and our studio audience, Bina, thank you. A little clap, there you go. All right, there's Bina clapping in the background. And take it away, Noreen.
Won't You Lead Me Home by Mary Zima is just an excellent way to sum up our project. We thought it was just perfect. It just put everything into light and just epitomized what the whole project was about. As soon as we heard Mary's piece, we knew it fit so well, and we just couldn't have picked anything else to put the concluding efforts onto our project. Mary is a singer-songwriter who's written in many styles of music. She's a graduate of the University of Rhode Island, where she received a Bachelor of Music and a Master of Music degree in Music Theory and Composition and Education. Her debut CD, Songs of Early Paradise, have been recognized for its spiritual but contemporary elements using acoustic and electronic media.
All right. And Mary, maybe you have something you can tell us about this piece.
I do. When Noreen first contacted me, I really had no music that I thought would be fitting for the project, but I submitted some earlier works I had that kind of had a sentiment, but not really directed towards homelessness. So I was actually home with the flu and had many moments to write, so I started kind of putting myself in the position of what I thought the position of being homeless was, and started writing a lyric. I went down to my studio in the basement and put together a little chord progression, and then I was going to send it off, but it wasn't going electronically on my computer. So I said, oh, forget this. I'll just send it in as a poem instead. But Noreen contacted me and said, oh, please, please try to get the music to us. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad I did. And it was just a very personal piece for me, and really helped me to understand a little bit more about the project and what homeless people might be going through.
Well, that's excellent. And it kind of does sum it all up. And once again, I thank you both for being here. Pleasure to meet both of you.
Thank you.
And Bina. And thank you. And congratulations on your project. It's a very, very worthwhile cause. And we'll listen
to you. Thank you, Mike.
It's our pleasure. WCRI is always interested in reaching out. And we thank you for coming in. And for those of you listening, if you have any questions about this program, about how to get the CD or any other information about notable works, you can always contact me here by sending an email to wcri@classical959.com, and we'll be happy to steer you in the right direction. Once again, we're going to listen to Mary's piece. Thank you all for listening to Conducting Conversations. Absolutely no.
trying to stay sane. Street light, moonlight, guide me until morn. Hope's my friend till the end, though my spirit's worn. Been here,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.